Which means that he has a loyal, trusted FSB or ex-KGB officer on his staff whose job it is to make sure that everybody does what Putin wants. Certainly, you can't be an oligarch in Russia without them. But if these people were in constant contact with, you know, people from Russia all the time, reporting back and forth, you know, they wouldn't have had, you know, and they were innocent, they wouldn't have a FISA warrant going on right now. They would not have, it's not just wiretaps, this is the awesome collection power of the National Security Agency and all of our allies, which means we can now handle any information we get on someone who we believe is in communications with a Russian intelligence spy.
So,
right?
Right. So here's a remarkable thing, too, about the specifics of the Flynn intercept, right, which is with the ambassador. I mean, what would the chain of custody of a transcript like that be like? It is remarkable to me that in some ways it's gotten out. I mean, this is a piece of political dynamite in some ways. Who would have access to that kind of thing?
That's an excellent question, but you have to understand that when General Flynn communicated with Ambassador Kislyak, this was under the purview of the FBI and the National Counterintelligence Officers, who were designed to monitor the communications of our enemies within the United States and possibly any American citizen who decides they want to, talk to the Russians for defecting or something.
Right. So this is sort of like spy guard.
Yeah, it is spy guard, and General Flynn should have known that. Own force monitoring is a fact of life for anyone who gives consent to use any U.S. government telephone systems or who is an employee of the United States government.
Right.
This happens all the time.